This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're doing it wrong. All right, I'm here to tell you we're doing it wrong. I was doing it right, but I guess I'm not. A physiotherapist actually wrote a real nice piece on how we're actually supposed to be sitting in our chair, how we're supposed to lean back, how we're supposed to lean forward. We haven't really talked about posture, have we? I have crappy posture, and I think it's because I'm tired. I mean, my days are long. I have real, real long days. So I'm not going to always sit there. Also, when you're a double D, it's really, really hard to always keep them upright. When I was a kid, oh, yeah, I could stand up straight all the time, but I was an A cup. Big difference. So there was a piece written for The Conversation, and it's called Leon Straker, a professor of physiotherapy at Curtin University, reveals how we should sit when upright, reclined, or leaning forward. So upright sitting. They say this is probably the posture you think of as good posture. It's where your trunk or your torso is upright. So they say a key component of upright sitting is that the feet can comfortably rest on a surface, whether it's the floor or a footstool. So your feet have to be kind of flat. You can't be sitting upright and cross-legged. You need that extra support and you need to kind of shift the energy. They say the position makes it easy to adjust posture in the chair and fidget, but you need to have your feet hopefully firmly on the ground. They also say that the arms have to hang down from the shoulders vertically with the elbows by the trunk, unless, of course, the forearms are supported by the work surface. So you're looking at this guy, and it's, this picture, and he's sitting there. His head is facing straight forward, maybe a little downward, so it could reduce tension on the neck. His back is straight. His arms are hanging vertically from the shoulders. Try that. A lot of us, our arms are to the side. But just try sitting, right? Just try sitting with your arms straight down. I mean, I can't type like that. Then your thighs are supposed to be flat. Oh, have you guys seen my thighs? Nothing flat about my thighs. But they say your thighs are supposed to be flat and your legs should be at a comfortable 90-degree angle. Now, see, a lot of you guys are sitting up straight, right? But you're arching your back. So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to arch my back into a somersault. It shouldn't be like that. Guys, get a mirror. Get a mirror and see how you look. Look, yeah, guys and gals, okay? Holding unsupported arms requires muscles connected to the shoulder and the neck to work harder. So you should have arm support. How many of you guys use the armrests on your chair? I never do. But they're there for a reason. Put your arms on your armrest. You see how much that kind of takes pressure off your back? This is common sense. Head has to look straight. And if you look upwards, it increases tension. If you look too far down, that can hurt your neck. Then forward sitting. I always sit at an angle. I am always angled. I don't understand why I do that. But you're supposed to sit forward. All right? I mean, face your computer, like head on. Allowing the thigh to point down at an angle may make it easier to maintain an inward curve with the lower back. So now they're talking about leaning forward. All right? Where if you are, let's say, writing, it's very hard to write with your back straight. So sometimes you are leaning towards and you're writing. Okay? Then your trunk should be angled. Your forearms should again be resting on the surface. And now your thighs have to be angled forward. So what they're saying is still maintain that 90 degree. Now, you guys are probably thinking, okay, well, that means my back has to be straight, and then I lean it. Well, if you lean in while your hips are straight on the chair, now you're starting to go towards a 60 degree angle. So you actually need to angle the thighs. If you look at this picture where they're down, your feet are again on the floor. So when you lean forward, I'm trying to do that without leaning into the mic, you are almost shifting that 90 degree position. Now, what happens if you have to lean back? Okay, so leaning back, that's a problem, right? Because a lot of us hunch. They say still have your head, remain facing forward. Your trunk will be angled back, supported by the chair. Arms will be forward, not you can't lean back and have your arms on the rest. And when you recline, you want to put as little pressure on the back as possible, so then the back doesn't fatigue. You should also not have anything in your pocket, like your back pocket. A lot of you truck drivers, you have your wallet. You got to get that out of there. But our posture with sitting is an art, and physiotherapy and physical therapists and occupational therapists, I mean, they really know their stuff. The problem is we sit too much. The longer we sit, the more we're at risk for heart disease, cancer. So they say break up long periods of sitting with movement. Aim never to sit for longer than 30 to 60 minutes without allowing your body to experience alternative posture and movement, such as a short walk. Vary your sitting posture using the three options outlined above, they say, so your body has changes in the stress placed on it. Yeah, I mean, I'm in radio, I do telemedicine. Even though I do a lot of meetings and I run around, if I'm sitting doing my show, I'm sitting for 2-3 hours on my butt, on my coccyx, my tail. I need to get up. I need to move. I need to stretch. You know how sometimes in meetings, your manager will say, all right, everybody get up and stretch. And you're like, ah. But, you know, you feel better every time they say that. You always feel better. You're like, okay, yeah, that makes some sense. So you got to get up. You got to walk. I say after every hour, walk for 5 minutes. And use your Apple Watch. Use your pedometer. Clock in the steps. And then when you do sit, just always be cognizant of what you can, look for support when you're sitting. Sit up straight, but then use those armrests. You know, put your feet on the ground. And then I always like to tap my feet, and I like to, clench my butt, do Kegels. I like to kind of exercise a little bit and tighten my muscles, suck in my stomach. I always suck in my stomach. You can't tell, but, you can kind of strengthen muscles while you sit. 1-877-DR-OLLIE, don't go away. Here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you have asked me about what happened in Nevada and why didn't Nevada choose to join the other states when it came to this interstate pact of what are they calling it? They're calling it the Interstate Pact to get rid of the Electoral College, which I don't think is very, very popular in my neck of the woods. The National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. All right, so I guess my impression of this, and again, I'm not really, you know, as politically savvy as many of you, but I do live in Nevada, is a lot of people are kind of ticked off that Trump won the election when Hillary Clinton had the popular vote. Now, what I find very, very interesting is when Obama won, a lot of people on the right wanted to get rid of the Electoral College. when Trump won, a lot of people on the left want to get rid of the Electoral College. And me, being more of a constitutionalist, I'm a little nervous about anybody disliking what our founding fathers set up, because I think our founding fathers were pretty smart with some things. And the purpose of the Electoral College is, if you have a majority of votes in the state, whoever wins in that state gets to then supply their electoral votes to the electoral vote pool, right, to decide for president. But the reason why the Electoral College was put in place is you had states like New York, Pennsylvania, who had a lot of people. But what about Rhode Island? Rhode Island didn't have a lot of people. So since we want to not generalize but individualize what states need, they should have a vote. And so the founding fathers did not want big, huge states to outshadow what Rhode Island would want, or Vermont would want, or New Hampshire, or West Virginia. And so, even though in Nevada, from what I understand in Nevada, the Assembly and the Senate voted for joining this compact, I guess it was founded by John Cosa. It allows states to start to buck this whole, this whole push to end the Electoral College. But Steve Sisolak, Nevada governor, who I know pretty well, good guy, vetoed the bill. He said, after thoughtful deliberation, I've decided to veto Assembly Bill 186. He said, once effective, the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact could diminish the role of smaller states like Nevada in national electoral contests and force Nevada electors to side with whoever wins the nationwide popular vote rather than the candidate Nevadans choose. And that's exactly what the problem is with that. I mean, the reason why people have been really, really upset about the Electoral College during the Obama days, the Obama years, was California would notoriously always go blue, with the exception of when Reagan was running. And you have a lot of Republicans. You have millions of Republicans in California. But their vote doesn't count. So if you're a Republican and you vote in California, your vote doesn't count. So people said, well, that's ridiculous. Let's get rid of the Electoral College so that our votes count towards something. But the popular vote is counted. And then when Hillary won, or Hillary didn't win, and she lost electoral votes in droves because states would go to one side versus the other, people are like, well, wait a second. We have so many people in New York, so many people in California voting for her. Why doesn't that count? Well, because that means in Kansas doesn't have a say. And Oklahoma doesn't have a say. And Arkansas doesn't have a say. Arkansas wants a say. And so, good for Sisolak for saying, look, if Nevadans choose, let's say, Joe Biden, or choose Trump next election, if it ends up being a Trump-Biden election, and the popular vote, based on California and New York, end up leaning towards the other one, I can't, as Nevada governor, allow my, what we want to be blown off. So even though the legislation got approved by, we have a very Democratic Assembly and Senate in Nevada, it might have stopped some of the momentum. So, I think it will stop. I think people are going to kind of slow down on that. But it shows that we have to really, really, really be careful. Because this majority rules, which is what we want. We're a democracy. We want to take things to a vote. But even with that, there could be abuses. And the Electoral College helps prevent that abuse, just a touch. And this idea that the bigger gets to have more of a voice than the smaller, I don't buy. I want the smaller having a choice. Hawaiians should have a choice, have a say. Alaskans should have a say. Wyoming. I don't know what the least populated state is. People think it's the Midwest, but not entirely because you have smaller states. Rhode Island and Vermont are smaller. So I'm not sure who has the least amount of people. But they have every right to be heard than somebody from Texas, Florida, California, and New York. So I hope we don't get rid of the Electoral College, even if my candidate doesn't win in the future, which has happened. Now, so how do we solve the problem with New York and California and Texas? You have a lot of Democrats in Texas who feel like they don't get, you know, a voice heard, same thing with California and New York. Well, they could do something in terms of counties. You know, it's so interesting when you look at these maps every time there's an election. And, you know, like with John McCain and then with Mitt Romney, the country looked red. The majority of the counties voted red. Didn't matter. Because if you had the city centrals vote, that's where the popular vote came from. And so do we want to make decisions on who our president should be based on what New York City wants, what L.A. wants, what Dallas wants, what Miami wants? I'd really like to hear what, you know, Kalamazoo City and Tallahassee wants and, you know, Clinton, Iowa wants. I think there's also Clinton, Mississippi. I care about what they want. So I think we dodged a bullet with this one, you know, in terms of, you know, trying to kind of, you know, take part our Constitution. And I understand the Constitution is up for a lot of debate. You know, I'm very interested to see what happens over this next month. In June, that's usually when we start to hear from the Supreme Court on how many, on all these cases, on what their decisions are. And usually it's the last week of June. I'm always on vacation. But that's usually that last week. That's when, you know, they decide to, you know, throw the grenade or, right, and then, you know, leave, or the tear gas, and then they leave. And then the media is like, wait, they voted on this, they ruled on this, they ruled on this, they're gone. They are gone. They're on break. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, they say there's a huge study of more than 100,000 people that find that ice cream, pizza, and bacon increases the risk of heart disease. Yeah, thank you for spending money on that. Two separate studies from France and Spain, published in the British Medical Journal, which I think we talked about last week, suggest eating processed food will lead to an increase in heart issues. Well, duh. Researchers from the University of Paris collected data on the diets of more than 105,000 people who were over 18. All right? Those who ate the most ultra-processed food, like sugar, saturated fats, preservatives, sweeteners, had a greater risk of heart attack, stroke, and cardiovascular issues. Women seem to do just as badly as men. And so, you know, it was interesting. The other day, my husband and I, we cooked food. And, we, you know, we got some vegetables. You know, we got some, you know, some chicken. Well, all of a sudden, the side dishes that the kids wanted to go after were ended up being processed. Instant rice, instant potatoes, right? Some frozen, you know, peas. I was like, no, 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 no. And so if I could give you guys any advice or any homework this week is when you go grocery shopping, try to do as natural as possible. Let's start making one meal a day non-processed. One meal a day. Start with that, which means no fast food for that one meal. Not even a fast food salad. No, no, no. Make your own salad. Get your own carrots and celery and all that. I know a lot of restaurants, well, it's a buffet and the food doesn't look processed. Yes, it is. Food at a buffet, food at a restaurant, even though it looks freshly cooked, was still stored. And it could have still been frozen. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Give me the news, I got.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Iran doesn't understand reality. On Twitter, he said any attack on anything American will be met with great and overwhelming force. His national security advisor, John Bolton, said all options are on the table.
We see continuing evidence of Iran's violations of not just the nuclear deal, but the non-proliferation treaty itself.
Iranian expert Joe Serencioni says new U.S. sanctions aren't likely to change the equation.
The pressure from U.S. sanctions is real, but the purpose of sanctions is leverage. It's to get people to the negotiating table. These seem to be just insulting and punishing for Iran rather than any kind of incentive.
A Vietnamese court sentenced American Michael Nguyen to 12 years in jail. He was charged with attempting to overthrow the communist nation's government. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So another person caught fire in the middle of surgery. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but apparently a 60-year-old man caught fire while he was undergoing open-heart surgery. Apparently, large amounts of oxygen and anesthetic leaked out through a hole in the patient's lung. And then, when one of the surgeon's tools sparked, it might have been a little Bovee, things to kind of cauterize an artery, a fire broke out. This happened in Australia, and they managed to put the fire out immediately and carry on with the operation. They said the patient recovered unscathed from the incident. The team revealed the freak accident, said it's not the first time it has happened, and medics should be trained on what to do in the event of a surgical fire. I agree. This happened at Austin Hospital, Melbourne, Australia, and it revealed how the chest of the 60-year-old unidentified patient burst into flames. Surgeons were beginning an operation to repair a tear in the man's aorta. So the aorta is the main artery coming out of the heart. And I guess while they were doing that, they might have punctured one of the lungs by accident. I know, some of you guys are like, oh, hell no. No, this isn't about socialized medicine or Obamacare. This is just, it's an accident that can happen anywhere. Now, the man had suffered from lung disease in the past, and his right lung was swollen and stuck to his rib cage. And the surgeons had to obviously break the rib cage to get to his heart. And when you have a emphysematous lung that's really thin-lined and puffy, it's very easy for it to get in the way. Okay? Not saying it's a patient's fault, but there are some comorbidities that put you more at risk for intraoperative morbidity than others. Basically, you could sometimes, with your own medical conditions, be at a higher risk of things happening that might not happen if you weren't at risk. Okay? So, they punctured the lung while trying to move the breastbone and, you know, move to get towards the heart. Air started to escape rapidly from the man's lung. So to keep him breathing, the team increased the amount of oxygen being pumped through the face mask. But then they started to smell the anesthetic leaking out of the chest and into the room. Now, the oxygen shouldn't have been as flammable, they said. It does fuel fire, but oxygen won't start the fire. It's like gasoline. You know, gasoline isn't going to just spark. Gasoline will cause an explosion and cause a fire, but you have to introduce a spark. Well, the surgeon had a cauterizing tool, and that we use to close wounds because it kind of burns flesh, burns the end of the vessel, so then you can't bleed. That sparked, and it does spark, and that set fire to dry swabs that were used. Apparently, your surgical nurse will be there using these swabs, Q-tips. So when there's a little bit of bleeding, you can't sit there and have somebody take a whole big gauze and get in your way. And every time you put, like, your hand in there, that could be an issue. But if you have a little baby thin baby gauze Q-tip looking thing, that allows you to do some hemostasis, you know, help prevent some of the bleeding without taking up a whole bunch of space or possibly hurting tissues. So probably what happened is they were there. But, you know, I would have known that too. You kind of keep them away from the bovie. The problem is there's not a lot of room to work. So you have a patient, you have a small space, because you don't want the whole entire chest opened up, but you have a small space to work with, and everybody's hands are in there, and so things are closed together. So they said, luckily, quick-thinking staff managed to put the fire out right away without injuring the man, and the rest of the operation went off without a hitch. How was he not injured? Well, the fire might have, like, lit the drape or something else, or the fire might have. So when they say the chest was on fire and he didn't get hurt, my guess is his whole chest was not on fire. So there are a few documented cases of these. 3 involving thoracic surgery, 3 involving coronary bypass grafting. All of them involve the presence of dry surgical packs, meaning the dry gauze, electrocautery, oxygen concentrations, and get this, patients with COPD or pre-existing lung disease. So this happened back in August 2018, was presented at the European Study of Anesthesiology in Vienna. And so I guess the case highlights the continued need for fire training and prevention strategies and quick intervention to prevent injury whenever electrocautery is used in oxygen-enriched environments. See, I'm really big on cross-training. I think every sort of industry should have people there that are aware of other industries. All right, how many of you guys have ever needed somebody in IT to come and save the day? I have seen floors, I've seen departments, I've seen buildings completely floored, leveled, and everybody just frozen, not knowing what to do, until the one person with IT experience can come in and fix. Same thing with security. Everybody has to wait for security. Well, that would be great if we kind of knew how to defend ourselves. or stop a shooter. Same thing with medical. You know, people. Some people have medical training, some don't. Luckily, more and more people are starting to get trained because they realize how important it is, or they have family members. But, you know, why aren't there doctors or nurses or medically trained people on staff? Medical schools are great because there's doctors and medical assistants everywhere. In fact, maybe not so great because everybody wants to chip in and help. So I really like the idea of cross-training. At church, you should have at church somebody who knows medical, somebody who knows therapy, psychology, psychiatry, counseling, somebody who knows security, not just one person, a lot. But I just think it takes a village with all of these. And the companies that work well, that have all those kind of departments and those fields covered, are the best. I think they're the most prepared. So, yeah, if you have a medical setting and you're, you know, training students, you know, what happens if there's a fire? Well, we call the fire department. No, you don't. You guys need to know how to stop a fire right then and there. If you guys live in an area where there's snakes or scorpions, somebody should be trained on how to deal with that so they could come to the site. I don't know. I just think a lot of us are just unprepared. We talk about preparing for, like, you know, a drought or an electrical storm. They're talking about rolling electrical outages in Northern California because of the fire risk this summer. And people are panicking. How many people have a generator? Most people don't. They don't have a generator. How many people have food that is non-perishable that is stored for a good couple weeks in case they need it? Most people don't. I tell you, we don't. My family doesn't because we all go into it. I keep buying food for a rainy day, and we go into it because I don't have time to go shopping, and, you know, we do that all the time. Not cool. And we just get spoiled. Can't be doing that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so now we have a study. Okay, remember last week we had a study saying more than 6 cups of coffee a day could be bad for you? Now we have a study saying 25 cups of coffee a day is still safe for the heart. Okay, this is ridiculous. They need to stop it because every other week there's a study going back and forth saying it's bad for you or good for you. But this new study, funded by the British Heart Foundation, said that if you drink 5 cups of coffee a day is no worse for the arteries than drinking less than 1 cup. The study looked at 8,000 people across the UK and found that even if you drank 25 cups a day, 25 cups of coffee a day, you were no more likely to experience stiffening of the arteries than somebody drinking less than a cup a day. Now, stiffening of the arteries, arteriosclerosis, is the main cause of heart disease, but it's not the only cause. So I want to caution you guys, 25 cups a day, hold the phone. The caffeine of that alone may not be healthy for your heart rate. But in this latest study, they looked at 8,400 people. They divided them into 3 groups, one who drank less than a cup of coffee a day, the second who drank between 1 and 3 cups, and the third who drank more than 3. Some drank 25 a day. If you drank more than 25 a day, you were excluded. I don't know how many of you are out there that do that. They were all given MRI heart scans, infrared pulse wave tests. Researchers corrected for factors such as age, gender, ethnicity, smoking status, weight, etc., and they found out that there was really no difference. Very cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, one topic that we always talk about as older folks is how do we get these kids to stop having sex, stop doing drugs, and stop drinking? Well, now there's a study out there saying, well, they're sleep deprived. And when they're sleep deprived, they make more of these decisions. Oh, man. Are you kidding me? They're right. They say sleep-deprived teenagers are more likely to have unprotected sex under the influence of alcohol or drugs than those who got good shut-eye. Scientists say the majority of teenagers do not get the recommended 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night, meaning they are more impulsive and likely to make bad decisions. Those who consistently did not get enough sleep were twice as likely to have unprotected sex than those who slept in an extra 3.5 hours on the weekend. Which means for those of us who yell at our kids to get the hell out of bed and do some chores on the weekend, we might be unwittingly forcing them to have, you know, high-risk behavior. So let them sleep so they're not having sex. You know, it's funny. I told my husband the other day, I'm like, I'd rather the kids be up late in their rooms, right, you know, playing games online with their friends and then sleeping in, because at least we know where they are, as opposed to them getting up first thing in the morning and running across town to be with a girlfriend or something, and then not knowing what's going on or what they're doing. So, let your kids sleep in. Insufficient sleep, they say, may increase the risk, increase the potential for sexual risk-taking by compromising decision-making and influencing impulsivity. Now, a lot of you guys are like, wait a second, okay, I'm tired, and so I don't want to sleep. I don't want to have sex when I'm tired. Yeah, same thing. Last night I went to bed, I was like, see ya. So when you're older, when you're tired, it limits the amount of sex you have. Apparently when you're tired and you're a kid, you still have sex, just unprotected. So researchers carried out a long-term study of 1,850 teenagers and young adults in Southern California. Data was collected 4 times between 2013 and 2017, and participants were on average 16 years old and then 19 years old. And they reported how much sleep they were getting on weekdays and weekends during the 4 weeks, and whether they used alcohol, marijuana, other drugs, before or during sexual activity. Researchers found the majority of teens got an average of 7.5 hours of sleep per school per night. Only 26% of teens could be classified as sufficient weekday sleepers. Most teens were intermediate weekend sleepers, clocking in just over 9 hours. Long weekend sleepers got an average of 10.6 hours, and short weekend sleepers got an average of 7.8. Okay, here's my thing with the whole sleeping in thing. Remember I told you we're underutilizing our teenagers? That's a big problem I have. You know, in the olden days, our teens were already married, having kids, supporting the cave, building new caves, hunting, gathering, farming, you know, apprenticing. So now it just kind of bugs me when I see able-bodied, I love my kids. My kids are so smart. But, you know, seeing able-bodied, muscular kids, right, sleep, lay in bed. Now I'll knock on the door. I'll be like, are you getting up today? I'm sleeping, Mom. It's like 12:30 in the afternoon. Leave me alone. Then they roll back and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like so much to your day. And the other thing too that kills me as an older person is youth is wasted on the young. They're young. They're vibrant. They have energy. They have strength. They don't have achy joints like I do. Don't you want to get out there and climb a mountain? And they sleep. Look, I did the same thing. I studied. I lost all of my youth. Well, I mean, yeah, I did some rock climbing, and I did some water skiing, and I skied, and I did a little of it. But I studied for most of it. No regrets. I'm glad I became a doctor. But, you know, it's like don't lose 1 hour of life if you don't have to. But then on the other end, you know, sleeping is where the body repairs itself. The reason why a lot of teenagers sleep like they do is because they need to still grow. The boys are still growing taller. Well, stones stop, but Brock is still growing taller. You know, a lot of times that's where your body repairs itself. So, you know, you want to get the sleep, you just don't want to lose the day. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we have some stupid still going on. Remember the whole Tide Pod issue where people were kind of sticking them in the mouth? Well, yeah, so there was this Tide Pod challenge. We would stick a bunch of Tide Pods in the mouth, and you would see how many you could do before they start to burst. And then people would throw up and foam at the mouth. And everybody would be like, oh, that's so funny. It's not funny, it's dangerous. Well, apparently it's still happening. There's been about 72,947 calls to poison control centers about these liquid laundry pods. So even though we have warnings, they're still out there. But young kids are still going after them. And I got to tell you, when I look at these pods, I want to play and stick one in the mouth. They look like little baby colorful pillows. They are just so adorable, these pods. Unfortunately, they could kill your kid. So Poison Control Center's got about 73,000 calls for help, averaging about 40 a day in the first 6 years the pods were marketed in the U.S. Nearly all calls, 92%, involve children under the age of 6 who have been exposed to the contents of the pods. They're highly concentrated detergent wrapped in a thin, water-soluble membrane that may also dissolve, obviously, in your mouth. Remember, they're water-soluble membranes because they need to go into the washer and then dissolve and release the soap. But then that tells you 8% are people over the age of 6 who are sticking them in their mouth on purpose. The other thing is these contents can squirt into your eye, can leak into a hand. That can also cause a burn. So they're looking at the poison control calls, you know. And the thing is that's an underestimation because not everybody calls poison control. They'll just start flushing and just go to the hospital. They won't wait online. You know, poison control is so underutilized. It's there while you're, you know, take somebody to the hospital, but then be on the phone with poison control. A lot of people don't think they could do that because, like, well, I'm in the car, so what can I do? I'm going to the hospital anyway. But, you know, you could pull over and, you know, grab some water or, you know, do certain things. You might have water in the car if you have to do more flushing. They may say, well, keep flushing or, you know. Anyway, you know, poison control, you should have that number on the refrigerator. You should have that number on your phone. It should be real, and most of us have no idea what poison control number is. Don't call poison control before 911 if you think it's an emergency, though. So they say, according to more recent research, poison control calls for young children's exposure to these pods did decline after 2015. Why? Because the manufacturer changed and made the pods look less like colorful candy. But then we had Gronkowski, right, from the Patriots, right, go, Tide Pods. And then he did that commercial to try to make Tide Pods look cool, like, poof, you know, just throw it in there. Because Tide started to lose a lot of money because of the stupid challenge. And when I see Tide Pods, I'm like, they're like candy. So our kids are still doing stupid. So, let's see, but here's my problem. The reason why I like the pods is because the other sort of laundry detergent splashes. I pour it and it splashes. So I chose the pods in my household because I was like, they don't splash. They're self-contained. I could just drop the thing in there and it's done. So on one end, it's safer. On the other end, it's not. So those are some things to think about. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. We have a patient who died from Legionnaires, apparently, at an Ohio hospital. Mount Carmel Health System says a patient died Sunday among 7 who have been diagnosed with Legionnaires' disease. They were hospitalized at Mount Carmel Grove City. Now, they say, well, it's still too early to determine the cause of death, but they think that's the main cause. Apparently, Dr. Streck says the hospital is working with the state and county health officials to identify the source of the bacteria. As you know, Legionnaires can come from your water supply, your shower. And patients might develop a cough, muscle aches, fever, shortness of breath. If they get that, that could be a sign of pneumonia, whether it's Legionnaires or whether it's hospital-acquired pneumonia. So any of those symptoms need to get checked out, even if you're in a hospital. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.